Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men TV Bite Size. I'm Chris Page. I've got all the news stories around Liverpool Football Club for you today. Before I get into it, if you will indulge me for 1 second, please. We've got an incredible offer for you guys. It's our most successful offer, I suppose. It's the one that people want to use the most. So if you go to redmenplus.com, you can sign up as a yearly captain and use the promo code RACE. That's RACE. And you'll get 50% off a yearly captain subscription, reducing it from $69.99 a year to $34.99 for a full year of Red Men Plus. If you just listen to us on podcasts and you're thinking, what's the point? Well, we get everything. We release everything as a podcast for you guys as well, apart from the occasional deep dive that we do, which is a little bit too video orientated. But I would say that 98% of the stuff that we do goes on there as a podcast as well. It's absolutely brilliant, honestly. Some of the best content around Liverpool Football Club is made on redmenplus.com. We've got documentaries. We're going to go through all the new manager stuff with you. You'll get access to all of that. You'll get access to the running as well. And you'll feel more involved, I think, as a Liverpool fan if you were to take us up on this. So head to redmenplus.com, use the code RACE, R-A-C-E, and you get 50% off. Anyway, here for the news stories, aren't you? Thanks for indulging me there. We're going to start off with Ruben Amorim. Reports coming out of Portugal that he would accept Liverpool's offer, but he's got a send-off plan. So I'm reading from This Is Anfield.com at the moment. Sport and CP manager Ruben Amorim now positioned as number one candidate to take over at Liverpool, and reports in Portugal suggest he's prepared to join. The situation is now progressing swiftly, according to reports, with the 39 years old, unlikely to resist any offer from Liverpool. He's literally 2 years younger than me. Gutted. Corriere del Mane explained he will only decide his future when the season ends, though he's aware of the interest from Liverpool. Sources close to Amorim have cited three factors in his willingness to join beyond the club's elite level status. Those are passion of the fans, tick, the club's investment in training and promoting youth, and the desire for attacking football. Obviously, anyone who's done a bit of research into Ruben Amorim will know that he is very good at promoting youth players. He believes in it. He believes in coaching. He has got links, of course, in the past to Jose Mourinho, but his brand is a brand of attacking football, make no doubt, or have no doubt about that. Amorim has also insisted his focus is on success with Sporting this season. They're currently top of the Primeira Liga, 1 point ahead of Benfica. They plays them twice in 5 days, actually Tuesday. It's the semi-final of the Cup before a league meeting on Saturday, which could help to decide, well, which will help to decide the direction that that trophy heads to. So yeah, it's really interesting. They also hold a 2-1 aggregate lead in that semi-final against Benfica already. Amorim has been a top candidate for many reasons, probably most of all because of his tactical fit and his belief in promoting youth, but also because of what he's been able to do when bigger clubs have come along and stolen his players. Obviously, we know he burst onto the scene with Braga. Then we also know that he won a cup there. Then he goes into his first season at Sporting, breaks a 19-year duck for a league title there while winning the cup as well, so a double in his first season, wins the cup the following season. His team was sort of picked apart a little bit, but now he's got them back to the top of Portuguese football, and that's why Liverpool are linked. If you want more about Ruben Amorim, We're actually doing two shows today on him. So it's Tuesday, the 2nd of April at the moment. The deep dive will be out on YouTube with everything you need to know about Ruben Amorim. And then we've also got a tactical preview of Ruben Amorim and what his tactics could mean for Liverpool's players specifically over on redmenplus.com, and a double Ruben Amorim header today over on Redmen TV. That'll be me and that'll be Josh Williams doing those two as well. So if you can handle three shows from me in a day, come over to redmenplus.com and don't forget to use the code RACE, RACE, to sign up as well. Next story, Liverpool owners FSG close in on new appointment as a Manchester United claim is dismissed. So Liverpool owners FSG are close to appointing Benfica technical director Pedro Marques as part of their restructure of football operations. Just so you guys know as well, this is an FSG appointment, not a Liverpool Football Club appointment. He's currently Benfica's technical director and they want him as part of their new look football operation, headed, as we know, by Michael Edwards, with the multi-club restructure big part of the reason that they're looking for Pedro Marques, I should say. So the job's yet to be determined, but the Portuguese is expected to take on responsibilities for player development and player pathways, similar to those of the part in Liverpool elite development coach Vitor Matos. Marques began his coaching career at youth level with Sporting Lisbon. He later became involved in player recruitment and analysis, then moved to Manchester City in 2010, initially as a first team analyst, and then moved to a senior role within the multi-club City Football Group. Switched to Benfica in 2018 as the youth technical director, where he became known to Liverpool as they negotiated to sign Darwin Nunes from the Portuguese side. Julian Ward, the then sporting director, worked with Marques at City as well, and reports on Monday claim that, yeah, there is very much a strong interest, and it looks likely that we're going to appoint him very, very soon.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Moving on to the next story then, and it's similar, but it's for somebody that Liverpool don't want. You may have seen in the news that Manchester United are interested in Jason Wilcox, but Liverpool did not enter the race for Southampton director of football. He's now stepped down, we know. United are keen to bring the 53-year-old in as part of their restructure under Ineos. You may know Jason Wilcox as best as the flying left winger for Blackburn, Kenny Dalglish's Blackburn Rovers side. Obviously, they had Sutton and Shearer up front when they won the Premier League. They had Jason Wilcox whipping balls in from the left-hand side. If I remember correctly, it was Stuart Ripley from the right-hand side. Both those players I loved at the time as well. I thought they were absolutely brilliant. Graham Lassow, I think, was playing left-back. Colin Hendry, centre-back for them. It was a really good, really exciting side, headed, of course, by Sutton and Shearer, the SAS, the original SAS, I should say, actually. But Liverpool, according to this Anfield, were not interested interested in bringing Wilcox to their recruitment team. We know that we've brought in Richard Hughes already as the sporting director for Liverpool Football Club. Also looks like we'll be bringing in Bournemouth recruitment chief, Mark Burchill from Bournemouth, with Richard Hughes as well, so that's interesting. No interest in Jason Wilcox, although there was some erroneous reports earlier on in the week from a few outlets suggesting that Liverpool have been pipped to the post by Manchester United, which they weren't. They were on the football field a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to rectify that on Sunday when we smash them about 4-0. Transfer news then, this is an interesting one. Reports in the media are saying Liverpool are seriously interested in signing Dean Huijsen from Juventus. Currently valued at around £25.6 million. Young centre-half. We're prepared to offer around €30 million, apparently, which will help Juventus because they've got horrendous financial difficulties, as always, in the Italian league. He's 18 years old. He's currently on loan with Roma. Made 13 appearances in Serie A for Roma. And a Milan-based news outlet have mentioned that Roma made inquiries about renewing the loan and keeping for the next campaign, although Liverpool are going to try and tempt Juventus by offering £25.6 million to sign Huijsen. Also, Leipzig, Newcastle and Borussia Dortmund are interested and are prepared to offer a similar amount of money. That's an interesting one. Obviously, I went and had a little look at him on Transfer Market. He's both-footed, which is interesting. Currently plays both sides, left-sided centre-back and right-sided centre-back. He's near 2 metres tall. I don't know what that is in old money. Does anyone actually understand what, like, 1 metre 97 is in real terms? I guess it's about 6'2". Let's have a little Google of this one. 7 metres in feet. And inch. Could those before the podcast? Apologies. 6'4" and a bit. He's closer to 6'5" than he is to 6'4". Wow. Okay. Big old boy, isn't he, for 18 years old there. Interesting. The transfer market actually says contract expires this summer. So that's interesting because we wouldn't be bidding £25 million for a lad whose contract expires on June the 30th. Don't know how true that is, though, from transfer market. So probably Liverpool will have to pay for him. Another little update this time from David Ornstein on the Athletic podcast, talking about Roberto De Zerbi. Obviously, we know that Xabi Alonso is going to be staying at Bayer Leverkusen for at least another year. De Zerbi put his CV in at Anfield, played well, didn't he, to be fair, Brighton, but ultimately they lost. A lot of people think he'd do a great job at Anfield, although Ornstein suggested De Zerbi may no longer be an option for the Reds. Which is interesting. Ornstein says, my information is that it's incredibly unlikely that they go for De Zerbi. I'm being told that's not going to happen. That seems fairly conclusive, doesn't it, to be honest with you? And that came out on the Athletics podcast yesterday from David Ornstein. Obviously, we know Amorim's been linked. We've talked about him a lot. In fact, Ornstein says Amorim is definitely in the mix. His body at work, his sporting Lisbon is really impressive. I also think a member of his backroom staff on strength and conditioning used to work at Liverpool, and it's said to be really important to Amorim at Sporting. I think some conversations have taken place. Obviously, he's mentioned Bologna's Thiago Motta. No mention of Simeone Inzaghi yet. I'm surprised that Liverpool haven't been linked with him, but there is a general distaste for Italian football in England, so maybe that's part of the reason. Moving on then, the referee and VAR has been appointed for Manchester United, and it's another referee that Liverpool fans hate. This time, it is Anthony Taylor, who I suppose is technically the best referee in the country. It is just really irritating that he's from Greater Manchester, which I think should be a problem, despite him being an Altrincham fan. The assistant referees will be Gary Beswick, another no-mark, Adam Nunn, another no-mark, while John Brooks will be the video assistant referee, the VAR, assisted by Richard West. So there you go. Taylor's taken charge of 4 matches for Liverpool this season. We've only won the one, which was Newcastle, on New Year's Day when we beat them 4-2. The other fixtures were the opening day 0-0 draw with Chelsea, a 2-2 at Brighton, and a 3-1 defeat to Arsenal. Before all that, though, we've got Sheffield United on Thursday. No point stressing about playing Manchester United just yet, my friends. Another transfer story. Liverpool join Premier League rivals in £47 million transfer battle to sign the new Gabriel Jesus. It's 18-year-old attacking midfielder Palmeiras wonderkid Luis Guilherme. His progress is not going to notice among scouts working for European sides. Guilherme has established himself in the Palmeiras team, making 33 appearances across the Brazilian Serie A and Copa Libertadores. Palmeiras are the team who produced Gabriel Jesus and Real Madrid-bound Endrick. Scouts believe Guilherme could be the next big thing. The Daily Mail reports that Liverpool and several other European clubs are interested in scouting him. Now, I've got no problem with Liverpool looking around at footballers. Of course, we're going to be constantly scouting players from all over the world. Where I have a problem with the transfer rumours at the moment is I can't imagine that we're going to sign players without agreeing a manager, because the manager is going to look at the squad, look at the tactics that he likes to employ, and then bring in players to fill in gaps in what he believes is the squad. So right now, we've got a 4-3-3 formation for the most part. We need two right-backs, two centre-backs, for example, two DMs, four eights, six forward players. Obviously, positionally, that might change or whatever. But like an attacking midfielder right now, if, let's say, for example, Amorim comes in and plays wing-backs, is an attacking midfielder going to be an option for Liverpool Football Club? A centre-back certainly might, with his three-at-the-back philosophy. So I would take all transfer rumours at the moment with a ginormous sprinkling of salt. In fact, let's go pure salt, bay salt, because the manager is going to want to have, maybe not the final say, but certainly where he believes the squad is going to need to be strengthened, and that's a massively important part of it. Now, if Liverpool agree to, you know, let's say, Amorim to come through, then yeah, Amorim's going to have his ideas. It just seems wild that these transfer stories are still coming out when we haven't even got the top man in place. So yeah, pinch of salt, certainly. For anyone interested, Luis Guilherme is 1.75 metres tall. So there you go, that's all the information I've got on Luis Guilherme. I don't know what that is in old money, but I'm guessing it's fucking short, because 1.97 was 6 foot tall. If I had to guess, it'd be 5'9". But if you want to Google that and find out for yourself, please tweet me at Mr. Blood Red on Twitter. And if you're on Instagram and you want to send me a picture of him, then do that as well. It's at cpjack82 on Instagram. Anyway, that is your news. So don't forget to get involved on Red Men Plus. Use the code RACE, R-A-C-E, for 50% off your yearly club captain subscription. Thank you very much for joining me. And I'll hopefully see you on the deep dive later on today. Sure.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.